Let's take our Bibles, please, and go with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 13. Matthew chapter number 13. Tonight's sermon, you know, since we're having the harvest party tonight, right after the service, I'm just going to preach a little shorter tonight. The Bible is always the primary thing, amen? And the preaching of the Word of God is always the primary thing. But I'm just going to preach a very, very short service so we can have time to fellowship and with the party and all that, the harvest party afterwards. But I do just want to give you a thought. And we're just going to look at one verse tonight. Go with me to Matthew chapter number 13 and look at verse number 44. Just one verse tonight, Matthew chapter number 13 and look at verse number 44. The Bible says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask that you just please help us tonight. We understand it's a little bit different of a service with the jump house and with the games and with the chili cook-off and all the treats and pastries. Everybody's excited. And Lord, I ask that you'd help us to have a good night of fellowship as we get together and have fun. But more importantly than all of that, Lord, that we would look at your word for just a few minutes and maybe learn something and be challenged from it. Lord, thank you for this parable. In precious name I pray. Amen. Alright, so we saw there just one verse, a very, very short verse, very short parable that Jesus told in Matthew chapter number 13. Let's read it again, verse 44. Jesus said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth for joy thereof, goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And I just want to give you a thought on this parable, something that I blessed my heart a few years ago when I saw this. And I'll just give you a few points of this verse. Point number one is this. I believe that one of the applications we can take, and obviously with the Bible, you can always take different applications for different verses. But the way I'd like you to look at this verse tonight, the application I'd like to preach to you, is that this field represents the Christian life. We see that it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field. And the kingdom of heaven, you know, that's a whole sermon of itself, just explaining what the kingdom of heaven would be and going through all those verses. But this field, Jesus uses this parable, and he says, imagine if you see a field. And he said, you look at this field, and you know, I remember the first time I prepared this sermon, I studied it out. I was going down to Phoenix, Arizona to preach for one of my real good friends there at his church. And I remember I was supposed to do a 15-20 minute sermon at a old folks home, a retirement home that they had. And I was just working on this little small challenge there. And I remember my wife was driving and we were going down, we took I-5 down to Los Angeles, the Southern California area, and then we took, I want to say it was I-40. We were going I-40 east, traveling from Southern California towards Phoenix. And I remember as we were driving and I was reading this verse and I was trying to think a few thoughts, I remember I looked out my window and I envisioned what Jesus Christ was talking about. Because if you've ever driven, you know, the desert between Southern California and Arizona, it is just a huge field, you know, and it's a desert, and there's some greenery, and there's some bushes and stuff, but it's a place that really, you look at it, and you think it has no value. And obviously, people have thought there's no value, because nobody lives there. You know, it's just this desert, it's this wasteland, and as I was looking at that, as we were driving towards Phoenix, and I was reading this verse, I envisioned that this is what Jesus was talking about. He said, you know, the Christian life is like this field, that people look at, and they see no value. Nobody wants to build a house there. Nobody wants to build a business there. Nobody wants to put a, you know, Walmart isn't trying to put a store there. And there's no shopping centers or no malls because people look at this field and there's so much of it. And it's just sand or it's just dirt and it's just, there's nothing of value there. And he said, imagine that there was a man who saw a field. Now let me tell you something. The world looks out at us as Christians. Christianity, at Verity Baptist Church, or at maybe at Your Life, and they see you going to church on a Sunday night, and they see you going to church on a Sunday morning, and they see you opening your Bible and reading it every day, and they see you praying every day, and they see you going through the struggles of life, and maybe being tested or going through different things that they're not necessarily going through, and they look at Christianity, and here's what they look. They see a field that has no value. They see something that's not worth purchasing. They see something that's not worth building on. They see something that's not worth living on. They just see this useless field. But Jesus said this, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field. See, the Christian life is this. It is a treasure that is hidden in a field. And when the outsider looking in, they don't see the treasure because it's hidden. They don't see the treasure because it's underneath. And all they see is this worthless field. And they say, oh, we're going to pass up on that. But look at what the verse says. It says, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth. And for the joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. See, I love this story because he gives this illustration of this field that has no value, this field that nobody wants, this field that nobody has any use for. But a man decided to go on that field, and as he was traveling to that field, and he was maybe giving the field a chance, he finds this treasure that it's hidden, and nobody knows about it. And it's a smart guy. If you think about it, imagine if you were just walking down the street in some land, it was for sale, but nobody wanted to purchase it. And as you're walking, you know, you find this hole, or you find the cave, and you look inside, and there's just this treasure. I mean, millions of dollars, billions of dollars. Would you imagine how excited you'd be? I mean, here there's this field, they're selling it for $50,000, and you just found treasure hidden in the field that's worth millions of dollars. Billions of dollars. And see what this guy does. The Bible says he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth, look what it says, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. See, the field to the world is worth something very small. But to the person who's in the field, they find a treasure that's worth a lot. And here's what he does. He sells everything he owns to the world in order to purchase a field because he knows it's going to be worth it. Why? Because there's a treasure hidden in it. And that's really how the Christian life is. I want to just show you a verse real quick. If you go with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, if you're in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans, and then you'll be in 1 Corinthians, and the next book is 2 Corinthians, and look at chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. See, it's a pretty smart guy who would find a treasure and decide, everything I own is worth less than this field, so I'm going to sell everything I've got, and I'm going to purchase this field. Are you in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4? Look at verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and look at verse 7. The Bible says this, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Isn't that an incredible verse when you think of the parable we just read? The parable says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, referring to our bodies, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. See, here's what I'm trying to get to you. The world looks at the Christian life and they see something of no value. They see a field that's not worth purchasing. They see a field that's not worth building on. They see a field that's not worth putting a business on. They see a field that's not worth putting a home on or living on. But when a person decides, hey, I'm going to give that Christianity, I'm going to give that Bible, I'm going to give that Jesus a chance, and they walk through that field, they find something that the world will never find. They find a treasure hidden. And here's what a smart person does. They sell all they've got to the world and they purchase that field. And the point I'm trying to make to you tonight is this. God is looking for sold out Christians. God is looking for Christians who are going to say, you know what? I'm going to sell out to God and I'm going to sell my possessions to this world. I'm not talking about you going home and selling your actual possessions. I'm saying, why don't you decide that you're just going to sell out for God? Why don't you decide that you're just going to buy into this thing of Christianity? Why don't you decide that you're going to... I know the world looks at it and your friends look at it and your neighbors look at it and they think, man, you're crazy. Man, you're insane. Why are you spending so much time in the Bible? Why are you spending so much time in church? Why are you spending so much time in God? But I'm here to tell you something. There's a treasure that's just worth And they'll never know it. Unless they buy the field themselves. But you've got to sell the things of this world and just give yourself wholly to God. See, the problem with Christianity is that we have too many Christians who are just half in, half out. They're just, you know, they play church on Sunday, but the rest of the week they belong to the world. They're just half in, half out. You know, and that doesn't work. Have you ever, you know, growing up, you ever played sports with somebody and they were just not dedicated, you know, to the team? You know, I remember growing up, we played baseball when I was a kid. And my parents put us in baseball teams. And you know, there was always those people who were just dedicated. They were at every practice. They were trying to get better. You know, maybe they weren't the best, but they were trying to get better. And we had one goal in mind, was to see the team win. But you know what? There was always some people who had all the talent, who had all the ability. I mean, they could do it, but here's their problem. They weren't committed. They'd show up to practice, you know, whenever. They'd come, then they wouldn't come. They'd come, they might miss a game here. And it just felt like they weren't part of the team. It felt like they weren't committed. What was the problem? They were half in, half out. And that's the problem with Christianity. Let me read a verse for you. You don't have to turn there. But Revelation chapter number 3 and verse 14, God, Jesus Christ, is speaking to the church of Laodicea. And he says, this is what he says. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. This is what Jesus Christ said to the church of Laodicea. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. He said to them, you know, I know your works. I've been watching your life. I've been watching what you've been producing. And the problem with you is that you're not here. Jesus Christ says, the one issue I've got with you, Church of Laodicea, is that you're neither cold nor hot. And I think it's interesting, he makes the statement. He said, I would thou wert cold or hot. See, most people think this. God would be happier if I was half in, half out. If I was just living a worldly life, but then go to church on Sunday morning. If I was just living a worldly life, but I put in a show. But God says, no, you know what? To be perfectly honest with you, I would be much happier if you were just completely cold to the world, or if you were completely on fire for God. But here's what God says about the hypocrisy. Look at verse 16. Oh, you're not there. I told you not to turn there. Let me read for you verse 16. It says, so then, this is what Jesus Christ said. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. God says, the thing about this fake, hypocritical, half in, half out, half warm, half cold Christianity is that it just makes me sick to my stomach. Can you believe that Jesus would say that? He said, when I watch your life, it just makes me want to throw up. When I watch your life, it just makes me want to spew you out. And I would rather you just be all cold or all hot, but you're just lukewarm and it just makes me sick. And Jesus Christ is burdened, and I'm burdened, for people who would just say, you know what? I found a treasure in that field, and I'm just going to sell out. I'm just going to give up everything I have. I'm just going to give up the world. I'm just going to sell all my possessions to the world, and I'm going to purchase this field, and I'm just going to be all in, jump head first. And that's what God's looking for. And if you would do that, you say, I haven't found this treasure yet. I know. You know why? Because you haven't sold out yet. And if you would just sell out, that's what I want to challenge you tonight. Would you just sell out to God? Will you just stop making Jesus Christ sick to his stomach and just say, you know what? I'm deciding tonight, I'm just going to sell out. I'm just going to be 100% to one side. I'm just going to be part of the team. I'm just going to give my life to Jesus Christ. I'm just going to devote my life and my treasures and my abilities and all of it, because I know that even though the world looks at this field and they see no value, there's a hidden treasure. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What's the treasure? The power of God. What do you need? The power of God. What do I need? The power of God. I'm married. I need the power of God to have a good marriage with my wife. I have kids. I need the power of God to raise those kids right for God. I work somewhere. I need the power. You know what? I need the power of God in my life. And the only way you're going to get it is when you decide, I'm selling the world out and I'm purchasing that field, and I'm just going to go and I'm going to... No one else likes the field, no one else wants the field, but I know there's a treasure in that field. And this man, when he stepped upon this treasure, the Bible says, for the joy thereof, he sold all he had and he purchased the field. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord, so much. We know the challenge was short tonight.